Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Luke chapter 11, I'm going to read verses 5 through 13 very quickly. And he said unto them, Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed, I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though you will not rise and give him, because he is friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. To him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? If he ask a fish, will he give a fish, give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? The Hebrew culture was a bit different in Bible days than from what we know today. When a guest came to someone's home, it was a custom to set food before them, no matter what time of day or night they arrived. There were no restaurants, no fast food stores, not even a gas station with food there. People would have traveled and would have been hungry for a real meal. Here in Luke 11, a guest comes to someone's house, but he doesn't have enough food in his house to take care of him. He's embarrassed. He goes to the neighbor, it's late in the evening, and he asks if he can borrow 3 loaves of bread for his guests. His neighbor had been asleep and is now not wanting to be bothered, so he says no to the request. The host, not wanting to take no for an answer, keeps knocking and keeps begging. His neighbor wouldn't give to him bread just because they were neighbors, but he wanted the knocking to quit so that he could get some rest, and because he kept asking and kept asking and kept asking, he gave him what he needed. Verse 13 tells us that this is what it's like for the Christian begging for the Holy Spirit's power in our life. This is a wonderful truth that I want you to understand. I'll be honest with you. I'd rather have God's power than my power any day. I want God's hand and his hand of power of the Holy Spirit on my life and ministry. I can only help people so far as a sinner. The Holy Spirit is God, and he can help them far more. Let me give you several quick truths today. Number one, getting and begging for the Holy Spirit's power doesn't happen once in a life. Verses 9 and 10 says, Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. The words knock, seek, and ask, those words are verbs, which means they're action words. In English, we have past, present, and future tense. In the Greek, there's also another tense that we don't have in the English language. In the Greek tense, it is what we would call the linear or the durative tense, which means you ask and ask and ask and ask and ask and keep on asking. You seek and seek and seek and seek and seek and keep on seeking. You knock and knock and knock and knock and keep on knocking. That's what the word importunity means. It means to keep on asking. When we beg the Holy Spirit for power and we get it, it's not once you have it forever. You have to keep on seeking, keep on asking, keep on knocking. It is a daily, hour by hour, moment by moment thing. Number two, the Holy Spirit moves in and indwells us at salvation. Oh, the very moment you trust the Holy Spirit, it's not about being filled with the Spirit to be spiritual. The act of getting saved itself, the Holy Spirit fills us. He comes in to live with us. That's what 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20 are all about. Romans chapter 8, verses 9 through 11. He moves inside. He indwells us. But just because he indwells us does not mean he takes control. As we yield and beg him, he can then control and guide us more. For instance, just because you go to the doctor and pay the doctor to tell you what's wrong with you, unless you obey what the doctor said, you're not going to get any better. You see, you could have spent money on, you could have gone to him, you could have gotten his advice. He can tell you exactly how to fix it, but unless you do it, and by the way, that's up to you whether you listen or not. The same is true with the Holy Spirit. He's there. It's up to us whether we listen or not. Number three, we beg for his power so we can work with him to help others. He indwells us at salvation. He helps us for our needs without begging. But when we want to work with him to help others, this is when we beg him. I don't beg the Holy Spirit for something I want. I beg the Holy Spirit to help my church folks, to meet their needs, to help my preacher brethren around the country and folks that I know, my friends around the country. When I need something to help them, I'll beg the Holy Spirit to fill me so that I can help them because I don't have it in me. I'm a sinner. When we want to help do his work, then we beg him to allow us to do it. Oh, every Sunday I do the very same thing. I come to church and as I walk to the buildings, I'm talking to the Lord and I walk through the buildings early on Sunday mornings and go into the nursery and pray for the nursery workers and the children in the nursery and then the senior citizens classroom. And then my second, third, and fourth graders. And then my other Sunday school classrooms. And every room I go into and I pray for the Sunday school and the junior church and the auditorium. And every room is done with that. As I walk out to the parking lot, I pray for those that will get their hands shaken in the parking lot, that the power of God would work. Hey, if a person wants to come to church, no problem. But someone who wants to help serve, they step up. That's kind of like what it means to beg the Holy Spirit. Just because he indwells you, great. But if you want to help, then you're going to have to step up. It's one thing for a parent or for a child to ask a parent to take them somewhere. It's far different when they ask you for the keys and them to drive on their own. You see, there's more responsibility. We have much to do. We have many people to help. And we need the Holy Spirit's power to do his work. Maybe we ought to greet at church with the power of the Holy Spirit. I ask God to let each and every handshake that I give at church to be filled with the Holy Spirit so people know it. As I go soul winning, I ask God to fill me, and as people take names at the altar, they ought to be yielded to the Holy Spirit. Choir members, Sunday school teachers, Sunday school helpers, nursery workers, ushers, those who help park cars, those who sing. Hey, let's be begging the Holy Spirit to help us so that we can work with him to do his work right. Let's give God a great day.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
and sing the new.